Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Whistle and Fish, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Nice to hear you guys sing together, Billy, Matthew.
Thank you.
You go by Billy?
I go by lots and lots of different names.
Which
I had a philosophy professor in college call me Buffalo.
This is why?
Because I told her she could. I made the mistake of giving her the luxury to determine what she wanted to call me, and she thought that Bill and Billy and Will and William and all those other various nicknames went well with Buffalo, and so.
You guys are different.
Approximately 50% different.
You obviously didn't go to a traditional kind of school.
We were both homeschooled, and I don't think that Berea could possibly be considered traditional by any stretch of the imagination. Billy went to Emory and Henry College in Virginia, which is also a pretty small school, very different from Berea, but very similar in terms of educational philosophy.
Sorry, what was the name? Buffalo, what was the name of that one?
Emory and Henry College in Virginia.
Yeah, tell me about Emory and Henry.
It's a small liberal arts school. It's been around since 1836 or some such as that. When you're there for 4 years, you remember these things.
In Virginia?
Yes, sir. Near Abingdon in Bristol.
What did you study there?
I majored in biology and chemistry. And I'm sort of hoping to go to vet school sometime soon, so a little bit different from the music scene, I suppose.
A little bit.
Got to make money somehow.
When did you graduate, Billy?
I graduated in 2014, 2 years ago.
Okay. And so are you actually, at this point, just sort of
Sort of hanging out, loitering on the 144 a fair amount, playing music.
I think the right word is floating.
I built a world for me today. It's the first thing I've done for myself since I don't know when. I built a world for me today. It's a house on a field in the wold, and it holds me all in. I built a world for me today, where no one can blame me or tell me what they think is right. I built a world for me today. Out amongst the trees, and the breeze keeps me cool through the night. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles in France, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild, with the heart of a wandering child. Today, I built a world that's only for me. Spirit run free just to see what my hands like to make. I built a world for me today, where I take whatever I take the notion to take. I built a world for me today, made a barn and a swing, bunch of new friends. Howdy, y'all. I built a world for me today. You're welcome for free, but your money, you can't pay your way in. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. I don't promise me castles in France, 'cause I won't believe it. here in the wild with the heart of a wandering child. Today I build a world that's only for me. I built a world for me today, so I can have something that's real, I can feel and I built a world for me today. It's a place in the space of my mind, and it's no kind for leaving. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles and friends, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild with the heart of a wandering child. Today I built a world that's only for me. Today I built a world that's only for me.
This is a lovely dwarf Nigerian goat skin hide here. It's a lovely thing that Billy has cured and broken in and done amazing things with it, and we can't find any better use for it than to stuff it into the bass with a microphone.
I was going to say, that's the most elaborate string dampener I've ever seen on a bass.
Billy and I both wrote me and my black hat, I wrote the chorus and part of one of the verses, and Billy wrote the rest of it. Dad contributed some to that one as well. We're all a big songwriting cooperative of sorts. Our sister also writes songs, and Megan writes some, and Melissa writes some, and we've got lots of friends that come by, Sam Gleaves and Linda Stokely among them, who are in the audience today, and they all write, so that's a big part of it.
Do I understand this right, or is this more or less a commune?
You know, it starts to seem that way after a little while. It's just a fairly decent-sized piece of property. Billy lives in a camper. I'm living in a trailer, and Dad and the rest of the crew are living in a cordwood house just around the bend.
It seems to me like the kind of place that could become like a venue for a neat workshop. I mean, you're all so talented and can do some cool things.
Actually, nobody knows about this except for Jesse Wells and myself, but Jesse Wells and I are planning on turning the whole place into a musical commune in the very near future. That's the plan. He might not realize that. Maybe it's a little premature for me to have announced that. Sorry, Jesse, but now you're committed.
Well, there we go.
we'll start accepting applications in 2017.
If Jesse Wells is part of it, I ain't going nowhere near there.
Too wild, nobody gets any sleep.
Well, I think that I should get back on my high horse and ride out of town. I'm hedging my bets, I ain't lost this game yet. The whole crowd is coming unwound. Just a little bit more, and I'll be right through those doors. I'm permanent holiday bound. This place ain't my fit. You can't fire me, I quit. Oh, me in my black hat, my blue jeans and suit jacket. Run ahead, not looking back at it. Some of the roads don't tell you, but they don't go back home. Most of my time spent not breaking or bending, I fell in a hole. I jumped off the deep end, I fell flat on my back. But now me and my black hat are gone. Thank you. jested and teased me more than you've pleased me, and I'm tired of playing your fool. I've danced to the last chance of proving that I'm as advanced as the average tool. This whole town's a dump, it ain't much of a jump to me and my black hat, my blue jeans and suit jacket. Run ahead and not looking back at it. Some of the roads don't tell you, but they don't go back home. Most of my time spent not breaking or bending, I fell in a hole. I jumped off the deep end, I fell flat on my back. But now me and my black hat are gone. I fell flat on my back, but now me and my black hat are gone.
We've talked to all of you, except for the smallest person playing the largest instrument. And that's Melissa. You've been on Red Barn before.
I have.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other musical things you do. Now, you aren't the only person of this group who is not part of the commune.
Well, I'm like an aunt now, I think. Honorary aunt.
Okay.
So I was a student at Morehead State University, and Will taught there. And so I took bass lessons from Ruth McLean and Raymond McLean.
Lucky you.
And play with the Ambassadors in several groups. And so back last June, Will calls and asks me if I want to play bass with them, that they, you know, want to start playing. I was like, absolutely. So I trucked it over to the 144, and here I am.
What are the other bands that you play with?
Well, I kind of got all the genres covered. Like, I play kind of an indie folk electronic band with Andrew Preston, Austin Tackett, and Matt Hollerin. We're called the Woodsheep. And then I play in a swing band with the fiddler Roger Cooper from Kentucky.
Oh.
And Scott Miller and Matt Hollerin. So we're called Appalachian Swing. And then I play in an old-time band with Nathan Kaiser and Steve Middleton and Thomas Albert. And we're called the New Beckham County Ramblers.
Well, how cool.
So I play guitar, bass, and auto harp in that band.
So in the swing band, are you playing the bass?
Just bass in the swing band, yeah. And then the Woodsheep, I play guitar, bass, and keyboard.
I should tell you all about this song that I'm about to do. This is a song that probably nearly everybody in Appalachia can associate with, because we all either have friends or family members or know somebody that has a difficult time with substance abuse. I have a family member that has struggled with it a lot. And I got a phone call one day. A lot of those issues came up. And when I got off the phone, I just got to thinking about it and trying to figure out what I would have to say if I were in that position. And I am in that position a lot. We all are, I think, more or less. Some of us a little more than others. It's me again, Lord. And unless you're blind or just plain not looking, you know I've been trying, but maybe it's always the same for me and my kind. But I need a little something just to ease my mind and help me get through this lonely time. Help me get through this lonely time. Well, I know I've said it a thousand times before. This time is the last time, there won't be any more. But that's always yesterday, and today has been unkind. And I need a little something just to ease my mind and help me get through. Help me get through this lonely time. To help me get through this lonely time.
Through the wisdom of the ages, somewhere in the collective mind, you'd think there'd be something a man could find for a real sense of peace and not the artificial kind. But I need a little more than some old worn out line to help me get through. Help me get through this lonely time. To help me get through this lonely time.
Did you push the boys with music, or did you just play and hope they would just sort of take it on by osmosis?
I made a really conscious effort not to push it on them. When I was a kid growing up, my dad pushed it on me, and I played, but not all of the family members did, and he kind of pushed it on all of us. He wanted us all to play, and everybody did a bit, but for me, it stuck until I got to be about 14 or 15, and then all I wanted to do was sit around and play the guitar or the banjo and not do anything else, and then he decided maybe he wished he'd just cut all the strings off the instruments so we could get something productive out of me. I have a philosophy that you can't make people play if they're not going to, and you can't stop them if they are. I thought it was just best to stand back and let it happen if it did. And it did. I was beginning to wonder there for a while, though.
Mom in the mix? Mom a player?
These boys' mother is not a player.
She sings in the car all the time. That is truly inspiring.
She has a lovely reading voice. And she's really, honestly, there's no chance we'd be up here if it weren't for her. Really, she's influenced our songwriting in that way, that she's always told us stories and influenced us to read good literature. I learned about Appalachian literature from her and ended up studying Appalachian studies in college. So she's had a really big impact on both of us in that way. And I think probably has had an impact on Dad in that way as well.
Besides music, a major focus of our life philosophy, especially when these kids were small, was writing. Both their mother and I really appreciate good writing. And I should point out that their grandfather on their mother's side was a great writer as well, Sidney Moy. I always loved the stuff that he wrote and the stories he told.
Seems like in homeschooling that the moms are always the most active in the homeschooling.
Yeah, absolutely. Mom was the one standing over top of us and smacking us with a ruler when I wouldn't do my homework. I was definitely the unruly one in that department. But there was a lot of education from on high from both Mom and Dad, though. It was very cooperative.
Dad had a habit of sort of uncouth teaching methods. So we'd sit around in the library of our house, this small office room, and do homework, actual homework, and Mom would sit there and list on eBay and then turn around every now. She had a big mirror behind her desk so that she could see everything we were doing.
Oh, come on.
We had little flags on our desk. If we needed help, we turned the little flag around. When we were just sitting there not doing anything, we got sent to the shop. And in the shop, we got the education, which is to say the fear of God put in us. No, we'd be set down, and every now and then, I remember one specific instance where I was sitting down and I couldn't figure out this math problem. I just couldn't figure it out. Mom couldn't help me, and so Dad sat down with me and said, "You know the answer." I said, "I don't know the answer." "Yes, you do." And he just sat there and sort of made me sit there and look at him until I came up with the answer. And of course, it was really easy. And then he looked at me and said, "You know, you're as smart as a hog." "You're as smart as a hog," is what he said. That's a huge compliment. Hogs are very intelligent.
I've seen a couple of the Disney movies that feature smart ones, but I haven't met a smart one myself.
I'm only just a grade level below Wilbur, I'll tell you what.
I was born across the border, down Tijuana way, where the law never gets too strict. Mi madre and mi padre did the best that they could, but there wasn't much to do much with. So I hit the road at 14 for a few American dollar bills. I could make the send home from the harvest that's grown in the big American farmer's fields. Hello, soon. I'll be with you at least one more time. There'll be some changes made soon. A bit of luck I'm hoping to find. And when I do, I'll be leaving you behind. Guard at the crossing said, hold on there, son, show your papers to me. But I had no papers, I've still got none, I'm working here illegally. What kind of place punishes a man for working and trying to do right? There's opportunities here, but they're not for me or any of the rest of my kind. So hello, harvest moon, I'll be with you at least one more time. There'll be some changes made soon. A bit of luck I'm hoping to find. And when I do, I'll be leaving you behind. Now I've chased the seasons for too many years for the little that I've got to show. That I'll never have nothing is my biggest fear. I'm looked down on wherever I go. I've got my dreams and I've got my plans, and though you've never been unkind, this is the last season I'll be chasing you around. I'm quitting, I've made up my mind. But hello, harvest moon, I'll be with you at least one more time. There'll be some changes made soon. A bit of luck I'm hoping to find. And when I do, I'll be leaving you behind.
I would like to thank our guest, Whistlin' Fish, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Of course, welcome and thank you all, members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. We strive to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, let's hear it for Whistlin' Fish.
Here is our shout out to the namesake songwriter, John Prine. This song is called That's the Way the World Goes Round.
Thank you. water all froze. I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, aching as the eyes of a clown. Well, I was crying out ice cubes and hoping I'd croak when the sun come through the window and the ice all broke. Well, I stood up and laughed. I thought it was a joke, and that's the way that the world goes round. Well, that's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down, and it's a half an inch of water. You think you're gonna drown.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Whistle and Fish for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.